Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, a trans woman has claimed she was denied treatment at a Dublin hospital. Paige Behan went to St James's Hospital with a wound infection and said they couldn't treat her. Paige is with me now. Paige, this is obviously a sensitive topic for you to discuss, but you feel that this is something that needs to be talked about more.
Yeah, I think it's been a long time coming to highlight this kind of issue, and I feel that now is the time that something needs to be done about it.
So tell us what happened to you.
So I had gender reassignment in Munich almost 8 weeks ago. I spent 26 days in hospital and came home. And on the Monday, I went to see my GP. Everything was fine. Started to feel unwell the Wednesday. And she put me on oral antibiotics. After 24 hours, it didn't get any better. So she advised me to go with A&E. She wrote a referral and I arrived at St. James's A&E. And I was sent by the doctor that was treating me at the beginning to the plastic surgery department, who refused to see me as they basically said that they do not provide transgender reassignment surgery in their kind of broad of plastics, and that there was no role for review. So they sent me to gynecology. Gynecology don't admit anything other than oncology, which was fair enough. But I was referred to urology. Urology refused to see me because it was a wound management issue. So they passed me back to plastics, and that's when plastics refused to see me for the second time. They basically advised me to go to Hollister. They put a cannula in my arm at this stage, so I thought I was going to get the IV antibiotics that I needed. So they advised me to go to Hollister to receive care there, and Hollister didn't understand why I was being sent to a maternity hospital for a wound infection. So I was given the IV antibiotics in Hollister, and I was there for a couple of nights and let go. But I just feel like that the absolute discrimination that I had to kind of bear and face, something that can't happen to any other transgender people.
And Paige, this must have happened over hours and hours. And let's remember that you were feeling unwell.
Well, it was. I arrived at the A&E about 12:30 on the Friday day, and it was about 10:15 by the time I was actually seen by the urologist, which was one of the only people between plastic surgery, gynecology and urology. The only doctor that actually seen me was the urologist. And they don't deal with wound infections. So I arrived to Hollis Street about 12:30 at night. I self-presented there. So so it was basically over 12 hours I was sitting with an active bacterial infection, yeah.
And I'm not a medical person, so I don't want to cast aspersions on medical decisions that were made by medical professionals. But it does seem, particularly by the treatment you eventually received, that all you needed was antibiotics. It was a wound infection. It wasn't like you were going to seek gender reassignment surgery.
Exactly. But I advocate for myself from the time of my arrival. My GP had said that I had a bacterial infection. The oral antibiotics weren't working, and I had to advocate for myself the whole time I saw treatment for IV antibiotics. That's all I needed. And any doctor can provide me with IV antibiotics. It was just nobody wanted to be held liable for my case, which is not fair since the HSE sent me for gender reassignment surgery in a country because Ireland can't provide that life-saving care. And to be honest with you, it is a life or death issue. For somebody that's transitioning and seeking gender-affirming care, it is life or death. And to have to go to a different country to access that care, I think is appalling.
And you obviously are coming across as a very strong person. You were able to advocate for yourself, but that wouldn't be the same for everybody, particularly 8 weeks after going through surgery like that.
Well, see, this is the reason why I want to make it highlighted, because I've had to advocate for my care since I was 16 years of age. I'm transitioning 10 years, and I've always had to advocate for my hormone replacement therapy. I've always had to advocate through psychiatric evaluations to deem me fit to have these medications and surgeries. And I feel like I'm always jumping through hoops with the HSE. And it's come to this time now where if another transgender person that's younger than me, older than me, receives the same kind of care and doesn't go to Hollister and goes home and dies of overwhelming sepsis, will things change then? I don't think they will. So I think now is the time where I never wanted to be in this position to be so loud about this, but I think it's something that is drastically wrong in the system.
And tell us about the treatment you received in Munich to arrive to a medical establishment that is set up for the care you need. How did that feel in contrast?
It was amazing. Like I flew by myself, and I recovered for 10 days by myself in Munich before family came over. But for the first 10 days. The second I arrived there, the nurses are specialised in transgender reassignment surgery and they know what they're doing. They do it day in, day out. They were so welcoming and calming. And there was days after my surgery where I was in extreme intense pain and I was crying and stuff like that. And they knew how to speak to you like an individual. And the surgeons specialise in this surgery. To come from that back to a system in Ireland that is afraid to touch you, but also not educated in the matter at all, is, it makes me a bit sick, to be honest, because I deserve the basic right of healthcare. And if a healthcare professional in such a broad range of medicine can't treat a wound infection, I find it to be, I'm better off going back over to Germany.
And how are you feeling now, Paige?
Well, through my own intervention and my own advocacy of myself, I feel a lot better. The infection is cleared, thankfully, at the moment, but it was hindered by all of this, to be honest with you, and it's taken an awful lot out of me. But I'm on the road to recovery now. I'm feeling great. I can't really walk for that long, a couple of hours at most, but I'm getting there slowly. Yeah.
And as you say, to get to this point has been 10 years in the making, so this is very much the beginning of a new chapter.
It's the beginning of my life, to be honest with you. It's something that, from the moment I've had the surgery, I'm a little bit sad because my life is only beginning now at 26. But I'm hopeful and I'm glad. I'm excited. But it took me 10 years of fighting the healthcare system to be able to access the surgery that is the surgery that's going to make me be able to live my life correctly.
Well, I'm sorry there was any kind of blight on this new chapter that you are beginning. And thank you for highlighting this, because we are all aiming to live in a more inclusive world. And your experience shows that we are behind in training and availability. So thank you for speaking out and we wish you all the best, Paige Behan there. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for taking it.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.